Thanks for making us part of your morning. It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly, and even cooler in studio right now.
Sorry, that was obnoxious. That was loud. It was a fantastic.
That was
too
awesome.
Early for us to win.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. How are you? Thank you for getting up. I mean, you obviously have a long day ahead of you because you got a show tonight. So
yeah.
I appreciate you being up so early.
Of course.
With us today.
No, I'm happy to be here.
We need to get you on our level as far as caffeine, I think.
I don't. My coffee's not quite as big as yours.
No, but it only looks that big, Jesse, because I'm so tiny. The cup is actually matched to size, would probably be normal size in your hand, I do believe.
Jesse's nice. Drinking the coffee when you haven't gone to bed yet because your day usually ends around 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, we go on stage every night at like almost 10 o'clock, so we're not even back on the bus till midnight, so it's full day.
Okay, let me ask you, how long does it take for you to kind of wind down? Because you're not playing a quiet show. Like, and just the music alone is so loud, your fans.
It's hard to shut down. It's close to a 90-minute set every night, so it's super high energy. I don't know, a couple hours. I usually don't get, like, really fall asleep until 2 a.m. And then, yeah. And then we, which is probably when you're getting to bed, up, right? And
hey, then, Jesse, we can have a little rendezvous.
But you know, I'm on my bus, which is really disorienting because by the time I wake up, it's around 10:30, 11 a.m. the next day, and I'm in an entirely new city. Oh. So like, I wake up, I get off the bus, and we kind of do that same thing all over again for 6 weeks.
It's magic.
I mean, I know some of the buses are pretty nice, but is it loud in there? Is it hard to sleep on a bus?
It depends. Depends on what night it is. It's a group of a lot of guys.
And it smells amazing.
Fun.
It's so good. All these dudes in an enclosed place.
It's good times. We try to balance, like, you know, we try to pick our nights where we want to hang out and party a little bit, and then go to bed early nights and get up and hit the gym kind of vibe, but it's tough.
Me too. Up early, hit the gym. Crushed it.
High five, Jesse. As he's going to bed, we're getting up. Tag him in.
Yes. So you do have a show tonight. It's almost sold out, Lauren was just telling
us. Yeah, there's a handful of tickets left, but it's Houston is tonight, and it's going to be epic. House of Blues.
Well, and the thing is, too, Jesse, because the first time we met, it was 2009.
Yeah.
I think it was.
I remember.
I showed you the photo so it wouldn't be awkward. Or anything. So I was wondering, Jesse, we have our adult prom do-over that's coming up. So do you have any plans on, like, June 30th?
For the adult prom do-over?
Yeah, for the adult prom do-over. Like, are you busy?
Because
wait, don't say nothing.
Okay.
Uh-oh. This can't be good, Jesse.
Oh. I didn't know she was actually going to do this.
Prepare Jesse.
Jesse? Prom?
Sarah made a sign.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a really nice sign. It's got gold glitter on it.
It's almost like I didn't make it. Oh, so good. Both of your heads could fit into it.
It's super tempting. But I think I have to, like, wash my car or something that day, or I think I'm, like, cooking or
cooking on a bus.
I'll check to see if I have anything else to do, and then I'll get back to you.
So can we just say that the man that's been on a bus with all men just turned me down?
It's like prison.
I'm in prison, but I still gotta turn you down.
That seems to be like kind of what everybody's been saying. They all kind of have other plans, but it's okay.
It's not you, Sarah.
It's not you. Right. It's just his schedule.
It's a very tight schedule.
Cooking takes up a lot of time, I
hear. It's just real tight
now. It's real tight. So.
House of Blues tonight. And just, you know, it's endless.
It's going to be awkward, you know what, Jesse, when I stand in the audience tonight and I just hold this up.
I don't think I'm touring 2019, at least yet, so maybe...
Prom 2019?
I'll mark it down. Prom 2019. I mean, I've been trying since 2009. At least I haven't given up in 9 years. Maybe 10 will be our lucky year.
Hey, you never know.
Oh, God, now I know you know. That's what parents say when they mean no.
In the meantime, House of Blues tonight.
Yeah, House
tickets,
of Blues.
Very few are still available. Get on that tonight.
Well, we're one less now, Jesse, because I just got mine. I'm not saying I'm following you. I'm just saying I'm going to be there.
Nice.